Hi girls, I hope you're having an amazing day today. Welcome back to a new episode of The Creative Purpose. I missed talking to you a lot, and I will miss talking to you more because I have an announcement before we start with this episode. And the announcement is that season 3 is ending. Sadly, this season of the podcast is getting to the final stage because I will be stopping to record podcast for a while. I think I will probably come back in December. So there are only 2 episodes left. This episode and the next one, which is going to be uploaded next week on Sunday, just as in every week. And this is because, as I want to tell you in this episode, I am doing something totally different from me. For me, this is something that I have never done before, and I really want to focus on this and also the advent calendar, which is something that I talked to you about in the previous episode. So as I'm focusing on these 2 things, and these 2 things are my priorities, I decided to be ending season 3, which is great because next week is going to be episode 30 of the third season. And then I realized that the first season of the podcast was also 30 episodes and season 2 was 20 episodes. So I think it's great to finish the season in the episode number 30. So don't worry, I will come back stronger than a 19th strand, as Taylor Swift said. And I will be doing season 4 probably on December, as I said before. And I'm very excited for that. But I'm also very excited to be taking this break of probably 1 month or so, on which I'm not going to be uploading or recording anything. But of course, I will be writing down every idea I have for new episodes because I really want to do better episodes next season. I want to maybe implement new things like questions from you, which I'd love to answer your questions. And I also want to maybe put some music, some jazz music in the background. I'm not sure about that. I've done it in my videos, but I've never done it on podcast episode. So I don't know how the new season is going to be, but I really want to improve it. And I'm not sure if I will change the cover art. I always change the cover art each season. I'm not sure if I will do it because I really like the one we already have. But that's also something that may happen. So if I change the cover, don't be surprised. It's because of the new season. And I think that is all for this announcement. And now I want to get into the topic, which is, let's talk about imposter syndrome. I never know how to pronounce this, but I really wanted to talk about this topic. And this is something that I talked about a lot in my language learning account, Blissful Girl, all in relation to learning foreign languages. And I think this is the first time ever that I address this in a different area, which is entrepreneurship. I've never talked, I think, because I'm not sure, maybe I did talk about this in a previous episode, but I'm not really sure if I've talked about being feeling like an imposter or the imposter syndrome when you are an entrepreneur. So there is this thing where some people feel that they know less than what they should know. If you don't know about feeling or having this imposter syndrome, this is mostly what people having imposter syndrome feel, and I am one of those people. I really sometimes feel like an imposter, and I have this imposter syndrome. So people experiencing this, they feel like they know less than what they should know. And maybe this is the thing when we become experts at something, when we also feel that somehow we know less than before, because now we are conscious of the greatness of the unknown, Whereas old us, we're sure we knew a lot of things just because we ignored more things or most things. And we also ignored that we ignored things. So this is one of the things that have a little of relation with feeling like an imposter. And today I decided to talk about this topic because it is something that I am experimenting right now, and I want to reflect about this while this is happening, and I also want to share it with you. And also because I'm quite sure that some of you may be going through the same thing, and I really want to acknowledge this. I want you to acknowledge it. I want you to realize that maybe what you are experimenting right now is just the imposter syndrome, and it's nothing to do with your skills. So I wanted to first talk about my experience in the past so that I can give you some tips about this. And my experience in the past was, I have two. The first one was when I won a scholarship at university because of my grades. I think this was one of the first times that I experimented feeling like an imposter syndrome, like feeling like I was a fraud. I felt like I didn't deserve this scholarship. This is a scholarship that my university gave to the first or the best grades, the best grade in each career. So in my career, they were telling me that I had the best grades. Like in every single year, I was a sophomore there, or I was a junior, I think. I was junior at that moment. It was my third year at university, and my career had 4 years. So they were telling me that I had the best grades in all 4 years. Like in every single student that was part of my career at that time, I had the best grades. And believe it or not, I felt like I didn't deserve that. I felt like I had other classmates that were doing better than me. Even if the grades didn't reflect the same thing, I was sure that I was not deserving this thing. I didn't want the prize. And they also told me, like, just in the same day of the ceremony. So I wasn't, like, prepared for this beforehand. I got to university one morning, and the principal in my career reached out to me and told me that I won a scholarship because I had the best grades, and that I had to go to a breakfast ceremony with authorities of my career and every single student of other careers that also won the same thing. At the end of the day, I didn't earn anything, like, because I already had a scholarship, so that new scholarship wasn't, like, I wasn't using it. But the thing was that it wasn't also transferable, so I couldn't give this scholarship to the student that came after me in terms of grades. That thing made me also feel very bad, because I knew I had classmates who were struggling to pay university fees. And I, having a scholarship that I wasn't even going to use, felt even like torture to me. Like, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve the scholarship. I don't deserve to win this. So I felt like maybe I wasn't even making an effort like other classmates, and I was earning something. So it felt really like I was an imposter, like I was a fraud. And the second experience in relation to this that I had in the past was when I became an English teacher. You know, I never worked as an English teacher after I graduated, but part of it was because I didn't want to. That's true. That's the most honest thing I will say to you. I didn't want to work in a school, because a school system here, education system here in my country, is not very good. Teachers work almost 24 hours of the day, 7 days a week, and they earn not a lot of money. And also students are, most of the time, they misbehave a lot. Like, you need to work in a really good school to experience like a kind environment, kind or good educational environment. Even the same school teachers argue and they talk behind other teachers' back. So it's really frustrating. It's not something that happens in every single school, but it's something that I saw in my different internships and something that I knew before that. So it wasn't something I wanted to do, but at the same time, there was a part of me that didn't feel like I was an English teacher already. Even though I had very good grades in general, I also had bad grades. There were some subjects where I sucked at, like grammar, for example, but the rest of the subjects I was doing kind of good. And even after graduating, even if my teachers told me that I was doing great, even if people congratulated me because of having good grades, I never felt like a teacher. I always felt like a fraud, like I didn't deserve to be there, like I didn't deserve the degree, like I was still a student, like I still didn't know as much as other classmates. So it was this feeling of, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve to do this. And according to different sources, and this is something that I've read a lot about, the imposter syndrome, the person that experiences imposter syndrome often doubts the skills they have, and they are scared that someone will expose them as a fraud. So I was scared of being exposed as a fraud. I was scared of teaching at a school or teaching in another place, like maybe in a private class, one-on-one, and that suddenly I would get blocked and I would not know how to teach this person. Like, I was sure that I knew English. I was sure that I could speak. I could have like a conversation in English, but I wasn't sure if I was able to teach it, like teaching grammar, teaching vocabulary. I wasn't sure of my skills at teaching. I really want you to think on this and to try to reflect in your personal life or in your career. Have you ever felt like you are a fraud? Like maybe an achievement you have or you had in the past, you didn't deserve it. Was there any moment in your life where you felt like, no, I don't deserve this. I'm a fraud. I'm an imposter. I shouldn't be winning this award. I shouldn't be getting this degree yet. I shouldn't be getting this very good grade. I shouldn't be achieving this goal so fast when there are people still struggling that I think they are better than me. Have you ever felt like this? Have you ever experienced this situation where you cannot believe your skills and you believe more in the skills others have? I really want you to think on that, and I want you to do a quick exercise or something that I want to share with you. So whenever you start feeling like you may be a fraud or like you don't really deserve to win at something, I want you to make a list of all the effort it took you to get to where you are or where you got. Like, I really want you to think, what were all the steps you had to take in order to get to from place 1 to place 10? Or in order to win an award, or in order to finish a degree. One day, I discovered something that made me look at things from another perspective. So every time I achieved something, I would think to myself that it was easier than what everyone else was thinking. Like, instead of congratulating myself for any achievement, small or big, I would say it wasn't that hard. And have you ever been in that position? Like, after you already achieved something, you say, okay, it wasn't that hard. So after many times that happened, that I experienced this, I started doing an exercise. So every time I was in the middle of something, like studying for an exam or creating a project or writing a novel, I would stop myself. And I would feel what I was feeling at that exact moment. So the stress, the difficulties, the fear, the anxiety, anything that was a struggle to me, I would just stop and acknowledge those things so that later on, when that thing was over and I would be like in the process of achieving this thing, I would be able to remember how it felt being in the middle of doing this thing, and I would say to myself, yes, in fact, it wasn't easy. So I really want you to start doing this same thing, like whenever you are in the middle of a really struggle, like a very hard battle, like maybe you are working on a project that it's getting very, very hard, or you are like escalating a mountain and you can't see the top of the mountain, you cannot see the summit, and you are down below looking at the sky and not being able to see how you're going to be able to get up and achieve your goal. I really want you to stop, feel the feelings, so that you can remember them later. Whenever I achieve a goal and think that it wasn't a big effort on my part, I always try to recall those moments where I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, when I thought I wasn't going to make it. And this happened to me just before getting my degree. Like, I would stop and I would say, okay, now I want to remember all those times I was struggling with this. All those days I cried because I couldn't continue on my career, or I didn't want to do something, and I pushed myself to do it because I wanted to finish my degree. So every time I felt it wasn't a big thing, it wasn't a big deal, I would go back to my memories and I would try to remember all those times where I struggled. So today I want to recommend you this. If you feel like a fraud after achieving something, like getting a successful lunch, obtaining a new university degree, or finishing a long project, remember this. Remember all those times you struggled, all the effort you put, all the work you did, because at that moment you will realize, I'm not a fraud. I did it. I deserve this. I deserved to have a successful lunch. I deserve to obtain a university degree. I deserve to be able to have this project finished. I deserve to have this partnership with this company. I deserved to be eligible to earn a prize or to win at a contest. Just think on all the effort you put into something. And then when you obtain the thing you wanted, you won't feel like you are a fraud or like you didn't even put effort into it, when in fact you did. So at imposter syndrome, there's another thing which I want to mention, because I think it's as important as the thing I just talked to you about. And this new thing is when you are asked to perform an activity and you're not sure if your skills or if you have skills to do this. So this is very related to two experiences that I want to share with you. And the first one is last year when I was asked to speak for a summit. At that moment, I didn't want to do it. Like, I was so scared of participating in this because I didn't know if I had the skills to do it. I felt like I was a fraud. I was going to be asked to talk in front of many language teachers, and teachers that were maybe teachers for plenty of years, maybe 20 years, 40 years, I don't know. And I was going to be teaching them something, teaching them how to sell their products, their digital items, to teach languages on Etsy, and how to create this like side hustle where they could earn money in a passive way. So I was going to be asked to do this, and I felt like a fraud because even though I was an English teacher, that was my degree, I didn't feel like I was at the same level of these people, these teachers that were teaching for years and years, maybe in schools, maybe on Zoom, anything, anywhere, but they were teaching, and I didn't feel like I was at the same level as them. I felt like I was just a naive person in this world, that I didn't know anything about the world, and I was going to teach to big fishes, like the people that really knew about teaching, about language learning. So I felt like a fraud. I was going to say, no, sorry, I don't feel like I can do this. But after some reflection and after talking to other people who told me, I think you are capable of doing this, if they are asking you to talk, it's because they trust in your skills. So you should also trust in your skills. And it was in this moment where I said, okay, I will try it. I will experience this. I think it's something that may open new doors for me, and it's going to be a different experience. I will do my best. And I really want to do a good job, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do it. But I prefer to trust in me and try it instead of always asking what would have happened if I had given it a chance. And after all, after I did my interview in the summit and then the Q&A, a part of me was still kind of scared, like maybe I didn't do it good. I was like thinking on all the answers I gave, and some of them I doubted myself, like, why did I say that? I would have answered a totally different thing. But it's all part of the experience. And after all, I think I had a very good experience with this. Like, I met new people. Many people were like really grateful that I could teach them something that they didn't knew about. And even the person who contacted me, who invited me to this summit, she was happy. She told me she was like very, very thankful for the interviews I did. And I even earned some money. So it was like a very good experience. And right now, if someone else reaches out to me and says, I want to invite you to a summit. I want to pay you for this. I want you to work in this thing, I think I could do it because I've already done it and now I have more experience, so I think I can do it again. And the second experience I lived, and this is the most recent one, which I think I'm excited to talk to you about, this is about design. So this is something that I mentioned on my last newsletter. I'm not sure if you read that one, but I told you that I was going to experience something totally new and that I was very, very scared. And this experience is in relation to design. So I was contacted to work as a designer of worksheets for a brand. For this girl teaches a foreign language. I won't say anything yet because I don't know if this is like a private thing, like something that I shouldn't talk about. So I won't say names, I won't say anything, but I was contacted by a teacher of a foreign language because she wanted me to design her worksheets for a course that she's working on. And I'm really, really honest when I say that I felt like maybe I was a fraud, like maybe I didn't deserve to be contacted by her. Like, she told me she reviewed many Etsy shops in relation to language learning, and she realized that she wanted me because she liked my designs the best. And even when she said that, I couldn't believe it, and I felt like, but there are others that maybe are better designers than me. So at the end of the day, I decided to give it a go because it was something that I was excited about, but at the same time, I cannot say that I'm not afraid. I'm very afraid yet. I'm still in the middle of this. I'm still in the middle of the design process, but I really felt like a fraud at that point. So the only thing, or one of the things that made me say yes, was that the other day I watched one video by Jason and Caroline Sook, where she shared her experience when she applied to work as a graphic designer for a brand. So it was maybe the first time she was doing something like this, because she was just starting to work as a graphic designer, and she won the application. So she worked with this brand and she redesigned their logo and the brand board, like the colors, the fonts, the logo, the visual image of the brand. And she said this happened many years ago, and that today that brand still uses the same logo she designed, and that they even went to the show Shark Tank and she saw this brand on TV and saw the logo that she designed, which was very, very exciting for her. So after sharing this story, Caroline said that sometimes you need to trust in your skills, especially if others are already trusting you. Like if there is someone who trusts in your skills and tells you, I want you to do this because I think your singing skills or your design skills or your teaching skills or cooking skills are amazing and I really want to work with you. Sometimes even if you don't trust in yourself, you need to trust that this other person is trusting in you. So it's super scary to jump in a pool that you're not sure you're able to swim in. I'm sure that if you experience imposter syndrome, you may also feel the same thing. Like you may be asking these same questions like, is this a deep pool? Is it a kid-sized pool? Is it too wide? Is the water going to be too salty? Am I going to drown or will I be able to come out of it alive? Like there are many, many questions that you may have at this moment. Like, I'm not sure if I should jump and experience whatever it's there, or should I just get back and retreat and not do anything? So these are all metaphorical questions that reflect the fear we experience when someone asks us to work for them or with them. I think the best tip I can give you in this case, and which is the same that I make use of, is to first think to yourself if this opportunity, no matter how scary it feels, could be something worth trying. You need to first ask yourself, is this something that will open doors for me? Is this something that I really want to do in the future? Like maybe I haven't done it before, I haven't been trying to do this now, but is this something that I would like to try in the future? Is this something that I would like to work on? Or is this a project that I really think would make things better for me in my life? Second, if it is worth trying, then ask yourself, is this something similar to what you've done before? Is this something that if you leave your fear aside, you think you can do? Maybe you haven't done it before and maybe you are very, very scared about it. But if you try to take out your fear, and even if this is something that you haven't done, do you think that you can do it? Do you think that you have the skills to do it? Like sometimes fear talks to us and says, you cannot do it, this is scary, this is dangerous. But if you take your fear out, is this something that you think you can do even if you haven't done it before? Maybe you can have some clarity in your mind after meditating or journaling or doing some tapping. And there's a moment of clarity when your fear is out and you don't know when your fear is going to return, but there is a point where clarity takes your mind and tells you, I think you can do it. I think you have the skills, even if you haven't done it before. I think you can totally try it because it's something that you've done before or it's something similar to something that you've done before. And third, ask yourself, is this something that you want? Maybe this thing is worth trying because it would give you more money and job opportunities. Maybe you are totally capable of it, but deep down, you don't want to do it. So maybe the first two questions were positive for you, but the third one is like a no-no. So always listen to your intuition because this is what knows best. Sometimes you may encounter an opportunity with all pros checked and no cons, and yet you feel constrained in your body, like there's a voice in your head telling you, nope, don't do it. Sometimes that voice is just your fear talking. That's why you need to get really, really, like really get to know which voice is fear and which voice is caution. And I have a bonus tip here for you, because I know that sometimes it's difficult to like understand which voice is fear, is talking from fear, and which voice is talking from caution and from intuition. So if it feels like excitement in your body, even if it is a mixed between excitement and fear, you know that maybe this is something that you want to do and you may just try it. And why is this something that you may want to do? Because in the mixture of fear, in the mixture of feeling like a fraud, in the mixture of not being sure, there's still some excitement lighting up in your body. There's still some feelings of, but I really want to try it. It's like your fear is telling you, no, don't do it. Don't put yourself in that position. This is too scary. This is probably going to be different from everything that you've done before. But even in this mixture, through this mixture of fear and anxiety and not knowing what to do, you still find a part of yourself that feels excitement at the thought of trying this. For example, I will tell you a quick example of this. I'm not an actress. I don't know how to sing well. And if someone told me, I want to invite you to participate in a musical, like you're invited to participate in a Hamilton musical or In the Heights or any of my favorite musicals, and they want me to be like an actress for this musical or to be one of the people that dances in the show, like in the musical itself, like maybe not the main characters, but secondary characters or extras, a part of me would be very, very scared. A part of me will say, but I don't know how to sing. I don't know how to dance. I don't know how to act. I'm very bad at dancing. I'm very bad at singing. And maybe I'm not going to do it well. I don't know how to perform. I've never performed in front of many people in a musical. But a part of me would feel like this excitement, like, but I really want to try this. Like, there's a part of me that really wants to give it a go because it's my dream to perform in a musical. Even if I don't know how to do it, this is something that I'd like to do. So this is an example of fear, when your fear is talking. There's also a chance that it's not your fear and it's like a cautionary tale, like your intuition telling you no. So if you feel blocked, if you feel suffocated, if you feel like you can't breathe nor move and you just want to scream no, but you don't know how to do it, or you don't know if this may be a good opportunity for you, but you don't really want to, then that's probably a sign that this is either not for you or that you simply don't want it, because there are things in life which may be for us, which may be done exactly for us, or that are very, very good opportunities for us. But if you really don't want to do it, if you don't want to try it, if there's a part of you that feels like you don't want to even think about that because it's not something that you want to try, then that's your caution, that's your intuition telling you no. That's your gut telling you this is not for you, this is not something you want. So in the same line of the proposition, the job proposals, if somehow someone tells me, we want to give you the chance to work in a hospital as a nurse, and we want you to be the nurse. Okay, I have the fear, of course, because I don't know how to be a nurse. I have these fraud feelings, like I'm not really prepared to be a nurse. But apart from those things, I also have these feelings of, no, I don't want to be a nurse. I'm not prepared for this, but I also don't like this. I've never wanted to be a nurse. So in that case, I know this is a no-no for me. Even if it's the best opportunity of times, even if I will earn a lot of money after doing this, even if this is like something that will make my career even better, it's not something that I want. So when feeling like a fraud, or when you have like a job proposal or a project proposal, and you feel scared and you feel like you're not sure if to say yes or to say no, I really recommend you to feel yourself, feel your feelings, and first realize or get clarity on whether this is fear because you get scared of this or because you don't want to do this. If this is just caution of yourself telling you no, don't do it. Like a final tip, and this has a lot to do with something that I said previously, I want you to, even if you don't trust in yourself and you want to do this, you want to try something, if you decide that yes, you want to give it a go, but you're still scared, if you're still not sure if your skills will be good enough for this project, but this other person, the person like that is hiring you or that wants to work with you, if this person trusts in you and chose you because of your skills, because this person liked what you do, I think sometimes it's a very, very good alternative to trust in this person's choice, in this person's thought or train of thought that you are good enough for this, you are a good fit for this. And even if you don't trust in your skills yet, trust that this person trusts in you. And even if you don't do the best works of time, even if you do something wrong in this, this person chose you because of something. Sometimes we are scared that if we apply for a job and they choose me, I'm not sure if I will be able to really do the job like I promise, which I think this is a topic for another thing. But in the case of you being chosen by something that you didn't even apply for, and someone is choosing you and someone is asking you to do it, and you think like it's something you want to try, trust in the reflection process of this person, trust in the knowledge of this person that this person wants you. Whatever it is, the thing they want you to do, trust that this person is choosing you for something. If, for example, you bake cookies and your cookies are amazing and everyone loves your cookie, and someday someone asks you to work baking cookies for their cookie shop or bakery, and you say, but I'm not a baker, I'm not a chef, I'm not a professional in this, but still you think like you could bake really good cookies because you've done it for years and years, and this person tried your cookies and they loved them, then trust that this person loved them. Trust that this person chose you because your cookies are better than the cookies they've tried in other places, and give it a go because it's something that will make your career even more interesting. And even if at the end of the day, after finishing this project, it's not something that you want to pursue anymore, it's not something that you'd like to try, and you realize this experience wasn't what you expected, then you can totally not do it anymore. But still, you have this experience in your curriculum where you worked for a company, where you worked for a bakery, where you did a project with someone. Even if this person, especially if this person is from a very, very well-known brand or company, if the person that hired you has like a lot of experience in a niche or in an area of expertise, then that will give you extra credits in your curriculum because you were able to work with them. Even if you realize this is not something that you want to keep on doing, but still you have the experience, and at least you know that you could do it. And if you don't like it, now you know you don't like it, but you are not going to be wondering all your life if what would have happened if you trusted in you and you had given it a go. So this is everything for today's episode. I really hope I could like encourage you, especially if you're experiencing something like me, like doing something that you're not sure if you're good enough to do. And remember to apply all the tips I gave you. Remember to really talk with yourself and with your gut, with your intuition, and see whether you aren't afraid of doing something or you really don't want to do it. And in the case that you choose to do it, trust that others are trusting in you. And some say fake it till you make it. And I think sometimes that's a very, very good advice. So if you don't feel like an expert yet, maybe or like you are not professional enough to do something, fake it till you make it. So feel like a professional, even if you don't feel like it. Try to put yourself in the shoes of a professional in that field until you become one. So that's it. Also, that doesn't apply for jobs like in relation to medicine or being a firefighter or those things that you are like working with someone's lives. Like in that case, just really try to study that and be a professional in that, in those areas. If this is something creative, if this is for a creative job like design, music, theater, anything that is creative, artistic, fake it till you make it. I think sometimes when we put ourselves in a place that we are not very comfortable in, we grow better than when we get in the same place forever. So have a beautiful day ahead, have a beautiful week, and I'll see you in next week's episode, which is the last one. So that's it. Bye.